How you holding up, Mayor Sherry Sullivan?
I'm good.
Good, good.
Glad to be here this morning.
Run on adrenaline. This is what you were made for,
right?
That's right. So, Hurricane Ida, finally things are slowing down, even though we are still under a flash flood warning with some last of the rain bands coming through. And wow, it was awfully windy last night. Yesterday when you were here, mm-hmm. no damage to report for us, but we had another day of staying home and being careful. Even the city offices closed because of the threat of the flooding. How are our piers, the marina, any issues as of yet?
You know, as of yet, we have not seen any. We are still out assessing because obviously yesterday we couldn't get out because of the rain. But so far, everything looks really good. We had yesterday, I think our biggest, biggest issues that we had a couple water main breaks. And whether they were related to the weather or not, I'm not sure. But had a couple water main breaks. Had a few lift stations that had some issues. So far, I haven't heard that we had any SSOs, which is good.
That's sewer spills, yeah.
Right. And then the other thing is we did have a storm drain that is compromised on North Ingleside, and I'm sure that's from the rain, the amount of water that's gone through there. So they've got that area of North Ingleside closed off. What can happen when you compromise those storm drains? It can actually create a sinkhole in the road. So you want to be careful because it will wash out underneath the road.
Okay.
And so want to be really careful with that. So they have it barricaded off right now, and we'll have to just assess that and see how much damage there is and see how long that might take to repair.
And so at the marina, I believe James had taken some pictures from Fairhope Times, and the water was high up about to the piers, but no. No surging, no damage so far that you can tell.
Nothing that we can tell. So far, everything, like I said, looks really good. I do know that the water got up over, some of the marina, about 6 to 10 inches, but nothing as we have seen compared to past storms. So really happy about that. And it looks like the south end held up really well, where we've got the rock that we put in there on mm-hmm. the far south mm-hmm. end. So I'm glad that held up well. And again, I think probably the way the water was coming in, the way the winds were blowing, that kind of helped some of that. But again, it looks like everything, we fared pretty well.
And although it may not be city property, things like the American Legion and then further down to County Road 1, have you heard of the Grand Hotel? Have you received any reports of homes or businesses flooding or piers being damaged?
I have not received any notices of flooding in that area down County Road 1 or near the Grand Hotel at all. I know that we saw some pictures of people posting things of the water coming up, but it does not look like water, anything was flooded, which is great.
The Baldwin EMA is reiterating the flood warning this morning, and especially for Fish River and areas that can typically have a problem. So, and I know that a lot of the assessment is going on now.
It is.
High tide was this morning.
That's right. And I think there's actually, they said that we would go through 3 cycles of high tide before the flood warning would be, would expire. So I think people are still, assessing things and still, thinking that if we get more rain today, because we are projected to get more rain, that, we could have some issues. But so far, really, we've been very fortunate.
That's very good.
That's good.
And you were telling us yesterday of your protocol for storm preparedness and readiness. So you've had folks on call or are out working, even though technically the city offices were closed yesterday.
Correct. That's always the case. We brought in people to answer the phones. We had our water department in, especially checking those lift stations. Want to make sure, we're making sure they're running, efficiently and effectively the way they're supposed to. We also had electric folks in, just kind of assessing whether we needed mutual aid crews, public works crews in, checking storm drains, making sure we were keeping the water flowing, making sure, nothing was clogged up. So yes, we always have those folks in. Police department, obviously, they're always there. Dispatch is always there. So we had folks in yesterday just making sure that things were running the way they were supposed to, making sure that we didn't have any emergency situations that we could not take care of. And just so thankful for our city employees and the time they spend away from their families, taking care of everybody else and taking care of the city. So if you see them, just tell them how much we appreciate them and the job they do.
I didn't even have a power outage Did we have any that you're aware of?
We didn't. We had a couple blinks yesterday morning when we started seeing some of our higher winds, I think. And they thought that was attributing just to some limbs, maybe on some lines. Mm-hmm. So, but no power outages, no significant power outages at all. So very fortunate there because we know how important the air conditioner is to all of us.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So buildings and facilities and operations are resumed as normal today.
They are resumed as normal. We did suspend, sanitation services yesterday. So anybody who did not receive trash or garbage service yesterday, it will run on your next scheduled day. So if you were on Sunday, Wednesday mm-hmm. is what it would be. So Wednesday you would get your pickup.
Okay. And while we're on that topic, any news on our recycling?
Not as of yet. I know that that's something that Escambia County had that fire that closed down their facility. So that's something that we probably need to get an update on. But I know that they had said it would be at least through the end of the month, and we're at the end of the month now. So we'll get an update on that for you, Lori.
Because right now our recycling is being taken to Baldwin County Waste, and right. It may not be recycling.
Exactly.
Which is dependent upon what their facility capacity is.
Correct, which is unfortunate. I mean, that's certainly not what we want to do with our recycled material, is not make sure that we want to be able to recycle it. So, again, I'll get an update for you and make sure I send that to you so you can announce it.
And that's a temporary situation.
It is temporary, yes.
What else would you like to mention I haven't thought to ask? We didn't really have any flooding issues. We didn't have any pier damage issues. Even though, like you said, crews are assessing now.
Right.
You might find something.
They are.
Something
I guess
small.
Two things that I would want to remind folks. If you see things that are damaged, if you see storm drains that maybe weren't working properly, that we missed, make sure you call those things in. You know, we need all the eyes that we can to make sure that we're doing the job that we need to be doing.
Okay.
We can't be everywhere. So citizens calling in that information is helpful. If you do see damage, see roads that you feel are compromised, or see something that we need to pay attention to, please call that in. You can call Public Works at 928-8003.
Or do that handy 311 reporting.
Exactly.
I love that.
The 311 is perfect, and it allows us to create a work order right from there when you email that in. So that's very helpful for us, too, and the operators.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and the other thing I would say is, you know, just be patient. We are out assessing things. I know that we took a little bit of criticism for closing off that Bay Hill. People didn't like that we did that, but you know, we have to do that just for the safety of our citizens. We learned that during our last storm, when you have people down there walking on like the bulkhead on the south end when it was already compromised, you have the waves coming up. Really worry about the safety of folks and just folks not using good judgment. So you hate to have to do that, but it's just, you know, something that's necessary to keep people safe. So I would just, you know, remind people that when we make decisions like that, it's typically for the safety of our citizens.
And it was probably some criticism on social media.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Well, so
we can go down to the pier almost 365 days a year. A couple of days for a hurricane? No.
That's right. That's right. We want to.
You never know what could happen.
No, we want to keep everybody safe. And again, that hill is back open. The pier is back open. The utilities are not reestablished, but as weather is clearing, they're going to try to get down there and do that today.
But now, no damage to the new utility tray.
No damage.
That is so good. With that 3 to 5 foot storm surge, that's worrisome.
It is worrisome. But we're glad that obviously that utility tray is working. And we were very, took precautions to, cut the sewer, cut the electric to the pier to make sure we were able to, but mm-hmm. we'll reestablish those today.
So the city, y'all had also asked people to cut the water and or electric from their piers as well.
Correct.
Is it time to let that reconnect that?
Yeah, it's not so much the electric, just the water.
The water.
Yeah, they,
mm-hmm.
they're, I think now, if as long as they're not seeing any, anything damage on their piers or anything, I certainly think that they're able to do that now.
Okay. Very good. Well, any other questions, feel free to send them to us or to the city, and we'll get them answered. But I think we're all just extremely thankful.
Yes, extremely thankful. And want to also remind everybody, keep Louisiana in your prayers. We know what they're going through. I will tell you that the American Legion is collecting supplies to deliver to Louisiana, so they're going to actually extend their hours. I think they're there from 8 to 6 today collecting items. They did say please no clothes,
right?
But they are looking for cleaning supplies, toiletries, bottled water, cots, blankets, anything like that that you
mm-hmm.
have. That I know I just kind of did an assessment of what I had at home that I was able to extra supplies, especially during COVID. I had
right.
Lysol and bleach and some
mm-hmm.
of the cleaning stuff. So anything like that that you have, have extras of that you would be willing to send down there.
And then I also read, because I was announcing that a few minutes ago, and I added from reading some posts from the Cajun Navy and folks, they need batteries
for, yes,
for radios or portable fans and bug spray, lots of bug spray.
Can you imagine? Yes. The other thing they said was those juice bars that you attach to your phone, the battery packs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't have any power right now. And so to be able to charge phones is really important to them. And a lot of these folks, even if they had generators, I know my cousin lives in near New Orleans, and she's on the West Bank. But her shed that she had her generator in and her gas cans was destroyed during the hurricane. So she ran out in the middle of it to grab her generator and to get the gas cans. But she said, you know, she's limited on what she has.
Right.
So, just think of things that were essential to you during a storm, and I'm certain it's things that they can use as well.
Very good. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us with a Hurricane Ida update. Thank you so much. If you missed part of this and want to hear it later,